This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's
ladies and gentlemen, it's September 16th, 2019, on this Monday global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The world is on the edge of a major regional conflict that will definitely cause a major financial crisis and probably a recession slash depression if it goes to escalated military conflict. It could easily lead to a larger war and a new world war. We're in one of the most dangerous periods in world history, and you see all the proxy armies moving into place. With India and China and Pakistan, you see the Italian nationalist overthrown and the borders opened again to the Middle East and North Africa and the UN invasion accelerating. You see nation states under attack across the world. You see the left trying to implode our borders and announcing they're coming for our guns. It's because they know they're getting ready to trigger not just civil wars in the United States, but across the planet. The New World Order is about to make its move. And right after Bolton leaves office 1 week ago as the National Security Advisor, the big hawk, Netanyahu is facing a snap election here in just a few days. All of this is unfolding right now. Russia's having a special election. As all of this happens, boom, drones of reportedly Iranian manufacturer, their proxy army out of Yemen is taking responsibility, blows up half of the Saudi oil production, one of the biggest attacks in history on an oil facility, probably the biggest, even bigger than Saddam blowing up his own oil fields. And that is 5% of total world production. This is unprecedented. And we've got Trump saying we're locked and loaded. We've got the Saudis saying that it's Iran through the proxy Yemenis, so we know they're funding. Iran just seized another ship. So Iran is being very provocative. And their proxy admits they carried this out. This is insanity. I'd love to say it was a false flag, but it doesn't look like it is. Let's go ahead and go to Secretary of State.
We're respected all over the world again. Respected like we haven't been respected in many, many years. You look at Iran and you look at so many of the things that are happening. Iran wants to talk. They all want to talk.
Well, that's President Trump expressing confidence that Iran wants to try to strike a deal with the U.S. on its nuclear program. But you know, the president is shrugging off speculation of a potential meeting without preconditions that he could have with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani when both attend the upcoming United Nations General Assembly session here in New York in about 2 weeks. This all comes after Tehran last week said it was using advanced centrifuges that are prohibited by the 2015 nuclear deal. And, of course, this all comes amid the breaking news this weekend about those Iranian-backed Houthi rebels attacking Saudi Arabia oil fields. So what comes next? Retired U.S. Air Force General Robert Spalding joins us, former senior director for the strategic planning at the National Security Council, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. General Spalding, welcome to Fox News Channel. Thank you for your service to our great country. First, let's start with Iran. What do you think the chances are that the president could meet with Rouhani when they say, yeah, I'll meet with you if you lift all the sanctions?
Well, I think, first of all, that's an ingoing negotiation tactic on the behalf of Iran. You know,
the reason I wanted to play part of this report was to show you how they're just hemming and hawing, and then they, oh, it's no big deal, you know, have Saudi Arabia's oil fields blown up. Will Trump still meet with them next week or in 2 weeks? Oh, we don't know. Oh, Pompeo says it's Iran through the rebels in Yemen. So they're just very calmly reporting all this, while the rest of the corporate media is promoting that we need to hit Iran right now. Senator Paul saying that's insane. And of course, this is all perfect timing with Bolton leaving, but This is Iran's rebels, and they're taking credit. And Iran just grabbed another ship, so Iran is really, really pushing it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll look at all the angles and how serious this is straight ahead.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is September 16th, 2019, on this live Monday edition, and the world is in unprecedented crisis right now. I'm going to do my best to walk through this and who the different power players are behind the scenes and what's really unfolding and what's really happening. And you're going to get an angle here that you're not going to get anywhere else, because we've been tracking this very, very closely. And I'm going to lay it out right now. Barack Obama and John Kerry are treasonously and traitorously advising Tehran on how to sabotage what Trump's doing and what Israel's doing and what Saudi Arabia are doing. It's a larger geopolitical system with Obama and Kerry and Hillary as well, siding with communist China to sell the United States out in the 8 years that they were fully in power. And many of the neocons are also part of the China project to make it dominant in the future. And then it goes back to the Clintons and the 8 years that they had as well. So if you look at that, 8 years and 8 years is 16 years. And then you add another 8 years of Obama. That's 24 years that this cabal that all work together and all coordinate through the intelligence agencies and private corporate money to sell the United States out and maneuver us into this. And it really kicked off in earnest under George Herbert Walker Bush, who served 4 years and then maneuvered the Clintons into place. So that's 28 years that they had. Now we've had 3 years of Trump trying to reverse just a completely treasonous policy, and you've seen all hell break loose. They maneuvered us where China owned our debt. China owned Hollywood. China had all of our strategic minerals, all the major deep water ports, the Panama Canal, control of most of the major universities. And the list goes on and on and on from there. Trump gets in, begins to not go along with that. The CFR tells us that it's the Chinese century, America's done. They bet against us in all the markets. Goldman Sachs comes out against us when Trump gets elected, tries to plunge the markets. But Trump's able to call thousands of CEOs, go to Wall Street, and just say, hey, let's bet on America, believe in America again, we can do it. And despite that, and despite all the globalist attacks, the country is back to a great extent. So the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times and did everything it could to destroy the economy, to, again, punish Americans and populists for supporting our own interest. And they admitted that all over CNN, all over MSNBC, all over Bill Maher and HBO. They admit that. And they admit they're into pedophilia. And they admit they want our guns. And they admit they're keeping babies alive. I have San Diego State University promoting pedophilia as a reasonable sexual preference. Articles on InfoWars.com. Right now. San Diego State University normalizes pedophilia as a sexual orientation. Isn't that interesting? And people said, oh, it's not real. So I went into the man's Twitter, who's there at San Diego, found the classes, found the class he's in, and found the online study sheet for that very class saying pedophilia is normal. See, people can't believe this because it's the total normalization of all this coming out in the open. But let me get back to where we're at. Half of Saudi Arabia's oil production destroyed by drones that hit two different oil fields, two of the biggest in the world. 5% of total global oil production killed. That's all the surplus that we have. Trump is right to say to markets, it's okay because the U.S. is now the global net biggest exporter, and we can crank up production anytime we want to. Most of the wells are metered. Most of the wells have been turned off. There's such a glut of oil. We were taught that there's peak oil and it's all running out because the globalists wanted to have a post-industrial world. The Saudis funded the peak oil movement. They funded movements to kill drilling in the U.S. and Canada. That's all record with the left. Showed that we wouldn't have this glut. But we have the glut. We have a lot of extra. But still, if Saudi Arabia gets totally turned off, Europe and China will go into a depression. And they are the ones in a trade war with the United States. And so isn't that just too bad? You have to look at all those different angles. But we know rebels in a civil war in Yemen that Saudi Arabia has been carrying out for, what, 5 years, have already attacked Riyadh with cruise missiles and ICBMs. And we know they've taken credit. We know Iran is giving them the technology. We know Iran is seizing ships almost every day. They just grabbed another one out of the Strait of Hormuz. Ships are turning the transponders off just to get through, even though they're not on the Iranian side. The Iranians are engaging in terroristic piracy. They're completely out of control because the regime is on the verge of collapsing because of Western sanctions, and they're very unpopular with their population, half of which is under the age of 30. The Ayatollahs and their monotheistic Shiite system of the Islamic State, or the original one, is in deep trouble. And so they're in a crisis, and they are escalating, and they are behind these attacks because their rebels have officially taken credit for this. You know, people are saying, why is InfoWars saying this is real, and why is Drudge Report saying it's real? Because they've taken responsibility in Yemen, and these are high-tech cruise missiles that did this. Now, is there a deep state in Iran? Could this have been done by another group to try to have the U.S. strike the mullahs to kick them out? Absolutely. Are there different factions in Iran? You bet your bottom dollar it is. And so I don't want a war. I don't want this to escalate. But let me tell you, when two of the biggest oil fields in the world, number one and number two, get blown up and destroyed and are on fire as we speak, let me show you some B-roll, you know, of them burning at night like an image out of Dante's Inferno, then you know we are in a very, very serious, precarious position. Because Iran has sleeper cells all over the world. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. But let me make the big announcement now, and then I'll flesh it out after break. Remember in the last 3 years that everywhere Trump goes, Obama and former Secretary of State Kerry follow them around and do, quote, shadow diplomacy? And they've been advising Iran how to embarrass Trump. And they've been sabotaging his peace deals with North Korea through the neocons that they work with, like Bolton. And so they've even told Iran, and I said this last year, hey, go ahead and hijack ships. Go ahead and escalate. Push Trump into a crisis. And just like Kennedy got set up to carry out the Bay of Pigs, and then the CIA botched it on purpose, they're maneuvering Trump into that right now. You better believe it. It'll hurt the economy. It'll hurt the recovery. And they will sabotage our military, the deep state will, and this will go off like a horrible fiasco, just like they set up the Delta Force going in 1979 trying to rescue the hostages in Tehran. It was a setup from the beginning. So you better believe the deep state here and the deep state in Iran are working together on this, and this is not a good idea for Trump to strike. There's another way to do it. U.S. Special Forces can go in after all of the Yemenis' rebel sites are hit, missile sites are hit, and then send in hit teams surf teams to go in and wipe out the rebels in Yemen and wipe out the Iranians and push them out like we've just done in Syria. You got to kick out the Saudi-backed ISIS folks who Saudi stopped supporting when Trump got elected. And we've got to have Iran get out of there as well. The Russians pulled out as agreed. The Russians came in and did most of the work for us. 90% of it, they then pulled out as agreed. Iran did not pull out as agreed. So kick their ass out of Syria and kick their ass out of Yemen. And then no one can say that we're putting up with their crap. That's the limited, controlled, real response. The missiles came out of Yemen. It's been going on 5 years of civil war. Go in there and destroy them. The Saudi Arabians are incompetent. They literally give like $1 million a sortie to the pilots. They give them brand new Rolls Royces when they do, call them heroes. They're flying around at 50,000 feet, dropping bombs, can't find their ass in the dark. And we just have to go in and end the civil war and clean it up, or it's just going to keep happening. But we don't want a full scale war with Iran. But Iran just keeps pushing and pushing. But let me explain the key when we come back. Explain the key. I just said it. The globalists are working to sabotage Trump and America, right?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This this is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
The neocon establishment, the stay-behind networks at the CIA, the corrupt units inside the Justice Department, major Democratic Party law firms, and others openly trying to shut us down, openly trying to silence us, openly trying to start a major war to derail our economy and derail President Trump as well. Now, next segment, I'm going to really walk through every sector and every piece of how big this is with Saudi Arabia and its major oil fields blown up, half of its production by drones produced by Iran, launched by their proxy network of Hezbollah forces that lead the five-year civil war in Yemen. This is part of a Shiite-Sunni civil war for global control over the cancer that is expansive revolutionary Islam. So we're going to be looking at every facet of this today and the fact that Obama and Secretary of State, the former Secretary of State, John Kerry, are admittedly, if you go back a few years and then even currently, advising Iran on how to maneuver Trump into a very destructive position. And the EU, the Chi-Coms, and the leftists in our government, along with the neocons, are playing a very sophisticated double game. It was the neocons back in the late 70s that maneuvered that whole crisis and the hostage situation and the Iran-Contra. So this is a nest of globalists inside the conservative movement, derailing it by design. That is all coming up next segment. I'm going to lay it all out. But first, let me tell you something about what's unfolding live on the ground. I want to do a document cam shot, please, for TV viewers, for radio listeners. A few years ago, in April of 2017, Mike Cernovich received secret documents from inside Google, who Google then the next day after this article came out and said, no, that these are real. We paid a firm millions of dollars to delist Alex Jones and Infowars.com from search engines by having bot farms go out and downvote InfoWars and say that it's not credible and to call for it to be removed off platforms. Okay? Now that's how they took our stories from being at the top of searches to the bottom. That's only one part of the attacks. You see the documents. You're in the article. Google admitted it was real. Now, the company, which is really getting a CIA contract, remember Obama put $2 billion in when he left office into the future defense budget of 2017 and 18 to counter foreign disinformation and quote propaganda act. And this is through that contract, through Google. It's all right here. It's they say, go read it. We had to do this because Alex Jones had Ron Paul on, and Ron Paul said that the UN report said the chemical attack was really carried out in Syria by al-Nusra and ISIS. And then that got picked up by Fox News and Rand Paul. And then we were unable to invade Syria. They actually go read the articles. And it's got the document they send out to thousands of operatives running millions of bots. And then the government gives the money to Google, who then gives it back to the agencies. But again, 90% of it's private now. And so the CIA says in this document that Alex Jones has to be delisted because he said that the chemical attacks were staged to get us into a wider war, which they later came out was true. It was true then. See, they failed, ladies and gentlemen, miserably to do that. This morning, as soon as my position came out on the David Knight Show, when I came on David Knight Show at 8:15 in the morning, and I said, John Kerry and Obama are part of shadow diplomacy. It's illegal. They follow Trump around. They've told Iran what to do, how to grab ships, how to resist. That even came out 2 years ago. This is treason. They're working with the Chi-Coms on how to defeat us. They're betting against America. Lloyd Blankfein bragged they were betting against America 2 years ago. We've got to make this the big issue. We've got to expose that we have deep state working with Iran to maneuver us into a war that will kill the economy. Within 5 minutes of my policy coming out, my idea, we were hit with giant denial of service attacks, very sophisticated, knowing exactly where to hit, even though we're behind the biggest server group in the world. I won't say their names, but everybody uses it. Then, as soon as I went on air at 11 a.m. Central, they hit again to bring down InfoWarsStore.com. They're also hitting InfoWars.com. So understand that I am here on air trying to simply point out, and you can type this into a search engine, Obama and Kerry. Trump tells Obama and Kerry to stop advising Iran against the U.S. Just type that in. Started 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago. It's been a huge scandal. I'm just reminding everybody who's advising Iran, who's got cruise missiles blowing up half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. I'll come back after break with those articles for you. But this is what is so amazing about all this, and this is where we stand as a society and a culture, and they have congressional hearings every month in the Intelligence Committee and everywhere else saying, shut Alex Jones up, shut Paul Watson up, shut Matt Drudge up. Yeah, they found a Zero Hedge article. Let's put that up. Great job finding that. Former Obama officials caught advising Iran on how to defeat Trump's foreign policy report. And then it goes through it, but that was also an AP Reuters. And the media is like, good. You know, they're like, China helped defeat Trump. Washington Post 3 weeks ago. Oh, Xi, crush Trump and on trade. Teach us. Crush us. Actually said, crush Trump. Teach us. Save him. I mean, how sick. Like asking Hitler in 1943 to crush Roosevelt or Eisenhower. But that's how much the America hating has gotten institutionalized and normalized. So I'm here on air, just a loyal American, care about peace, care about justice. Somebody really attacks us, I say get them. But we're being lured into this. Iran's very bold, grabbing ships, very bold. They're doing all this. They're doing it all. My own listeners are like, no, you're covering up. It's a false flag. I'm the guy that popularized false flags. 20 years ago, people didn't even know what that meant. This is real. But the false flag is that the globalists are working with Iran, setting Trump and America up to kill the economy, get us into a war, and then sabotage our military. I'm going to get more into this after the break, but this is it. So as we speak, the shopping cart's up, works great, got all the certificates. They're just trying to shut down having service. Telling me, hey, buddy, we're suing you. We're having Defense Department meetings about you. You stay out of this war. The Democrats and the neocons are right now telling me, hey, we've taken your bank accounts. We've taken all your sponsors. You know, you're down to your shopping cart. Well, okay. I mean, what next? You're going to kill me? I don't want to die, but just do whatever you have to, scumbags. I don't want to have World War IV. I don't want to have Obama and Kerry over there advising how to sucker us into a new Bay of Pigs times 100, times 1,000. But listeners, we need your support. This is a real war. We've got a bunch of items. Like Supermo Vitality, 50% off with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force for libido, stamina, energy. Your wife, your girlfriend, you need this. If you're into sports, women, it's amazing. Free bottle of it, Supermo Vitality. They're both great products, but I want you to experience it and get hooked on it. And we've got Brain Force 40% off and Chill Force 40% off. 50% off when you get them together. We need your financial support. Please take action. Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
huge news in the world, really moving quickly towards global war. All the armies are lining up in the usual ways before we have a world war. And you've got evil just coming out of the woodwork right now, making its move. You can see the spiritual battle very, very clear with defined edges now on this planet. And we're going to go over all of it here today. U.S. prepares to strike Iran as the Middle East braces for a major world war that could erupt. It's Michael Snyder's analysis at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And, you know, I really agree with that statement. And you tune into mainstream news, they're not even making a big deal about it. That's why you know it's so serious. Oil to hit 100. Pompeo blames Iran for unprecedented drone attack that crippled largest Saudi oil processing facility. Rand Paul warns against needless escalation of war. We're going to get to that. But I'm going to cover all that, actually, next segment, because I'm putting some more of the articles I thought I'd want to show you. Just thought I'd just tell you about it so you remember when former Secretary of State and John Kerry and Obama are traveling around the world advising Iran how to embarrass Trump and how to militarily grab ships. I remember they advised, I'm printing those articles for you, they're all linked right here, advised them how to grab ships or shut the Strait of Hormuz. Remember that? And it was like, wow, that's treason. You know, the news even talked about it a couple of years ago. Well, you're seeing that right now. And that's Obama and all these globalists betting against America, betting against us with China and everybody else. And even though it's against their own self-interest, the average leftist spray paints on the sides of the highways that Antifa will crush the right and we salute China. And then I have crew members who have liberal family members, multiple ones, said, oh, yeah, my sister said they love communist China and hope they smash Trump. And it's on the cover of The Washington Post. I mean, what more do we need to even know about the situation? But hell, we've killed 60 million babies. Of course they kill babies after they're born now. Of course we kill old people who are begging for their lives now and euthanize them. It's not just right to die. It's the right for the state to kill you. Because we didn't have any bottom. We didn't have any point to which we wouldn't sink. But, you know, after I get to some of this gun control news, we'll get more into it next hour. And Gavin McGinnis is joining us in the third hour. I want to get into the Kavanaugh thing. And I actually had a big stack of it here in my stacks as part of my frustration. I have so many articles. I was just digging around during the break trying to find the stack. So I guess we're going to reprint it all. But this latest Kavanaugh thing is so big. I wanted to read you the quotes, not just repeat what was there. Because as soon as I saw them last week say, oh, we need to impeach Kavanaugh, I knew it was pure bull. Because the other six were. Four of them admitted they lied, but said it's okay. I mean, he's a bad guy. Lying to get a bad guy is okay. And justifies the means. Oh, yeah, sure. You define whoever's bad, then you become the bad guy to get them. And Beto said they're going to impeach him, all the rest of it. And then it came out that the woman, who they quote as saying he pulled his ding-dong out on, said it never happened. They just quoted some woman and said there were witnesses that he did it to her, and none of it was true. They called her. She said, that never happened. I don't remember that. I don't remember. I don't even know Kavanaugh. But the New York Times didn't care. They ran with it. And that was just like when NPR calls up and said, did you drink the ink out of pens and threaten to rape a woman? And I was like, what? No? I'm a famous person. I'm hated. You can find anybody. Just make up something that I drink ink out of pens? I was like, are you joking? Yeah, and you beat up all these nerds, so you got tied up in the woods in a cabin and all your teeth knocked out. And I said, well, that's not true. I said, I'll go to a dentist. Dentist can tell you if any of my teeth ever been knocked out. None had ever been knocked out. Well, yeah, we want you to do that. And a few days later, they go, no, we're going to pass. But they went on air and said all my teeth were knocked out. And again, they know they're lying. And when you come to grips with that, like AP, saying I wrote a book about Sandy Hook and that I lost a lawsuit. I never wrote a book. I didn't lose a lawsuit. And I had lawyers send letters to AP and MarketWatch. Wall Street Journal owns that. Fox. News Corp. And they just said, we're going with it. Sue us. We have unlimited money. We don't care. Because, remember, Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he got a jury to find that he didn't say Navy SEALs deserve to die. Obviously, he didn't do that inside a Navy SEAL bar. And Chris Kyle didn't knock him out. It's not a true story. He won that defamation. But the appeals court overturned it. So big media thinks it can just lie. But now with my cases, they want to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, which will get rid of the protections. So now the big law firms are saying, oh, we want to settle these cases with you. Can't get blood out of a turnip, dumbasses. Settle, there ain't no money, you dumb jerks. Oh, well, how about you just support gun control? How about you piss up a rope? That'll be even better. I've had people try to destroy my life, threaten to kill me, try to kill me. You think money is a motivator for me? Piss up a rope. I didn't sell out to Hollywood. I didn't sell out to the big radio networks. I never sold out. But then it means I've got to fight to have money to do it my way and tell the truth. We'll come back and get into the Kavanaugh thing, play the clips going all of it. It's incredible. But first off, I'll just go back to this. I sell things you really need. Everybody needs a gravity-fed filter. They're the best systems to keep the good minerals in, but cut out all the hundreds of bad things like glyphosates that give you that prostate and breast cancer and all the other garbage. I mean, why you wouldn't do it for your kids? I don't know. Alexa Pure Pro Pure, they're both excellent. They're both apples and oranges. One's better at this, one's better at that. It's all 99999% reduced or completely reduced. Hundreds of chemicals. I saw this Yahoo article. Women are all getting cancer off the charts because of toxic makeup. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. How about all those vaccines full of cancer viruses, sweetheart? And all the jet stream pollution from China and the GMO and the glyphosate and all the water. Filter your water or die. And then, yeah, I'm selling you filters. Exactly. People test them. They go, wow, they're the best out there. Well, he sells the best at a good price. Wow, why does he do that? Well, that's what I do. Alexa Pure Breeze. We make like $50 on these. When they're not on sale, we make even less then. They're amazing. Better than $800 units. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to call and get those. Got a bunch of big specials running right now. We have Rainforest Plus, the great nootropic, for 50% off when you get it with Chill Force, which goes with it. It's excellent. You should really try that out. A good Zen clean focus. And we've got the best deal ever, Super Male Vitality, cold-pressed herbs, the very best for stamina, libido, energy, with Ultimate Female Force, super strong for women, does the same thing. It's a different formula. That's absolutely free with it. Never done a deal that good. You owe it to yourself to get these great products, and it funds the InfoWar. Check it out today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Something. I came into work this morning and they explained to me when the denial of service attack hit InfoWarsStore.com and the main sites and exactly how they were doing it. And I understood it was 5 minutes after I came out and said Obama and John Kerry are advising Iran on how to hijack these ships, how to begin to take control of the Strait of Hormuz to damage the U.S. economy. In a proxy war with the United States via Iran, who they're allied with. And they admitted they were doing that a few years ago. I have a stack of news that I will get to next hour on that subject. When they were admitting this 2 years ago and a year ago. And, of course, the leftists still embedded inside the CIA want me off air. I'm telling Trump how they're embedded, how they're operating. I'm showing people documents that Mike Cernovich got. You know, he got the Epstein documents, too. He's a good guy. Where they say, we Alex Jones echoes Ron Paul, who put out Russian propaganda that the chemical attacks were staged. No, the UN, our own government, had said it by then. And they said, we cannot allow him with future conflicts to have a voice. That's why they're taking us off the air. Go read it. In that article, we have the scans of what they sent out to the thousands of people in private corporate intelligence, again, over 80% of intelligence is now private. Booz Allen, you know, all those people. And they just sit there at their desk all day with sophisticated internet warfare tools, lying about us, hammering us, shutting us down. That was 2 years ago. Because we're guilty of not wanting to throw Assad out and put Al-Qaeda in charge. Well, you see, years later, they lost. America won. We did the right thing morally. the neocon leftist Obama move to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda failed. And Trump just blew up a whole island full of ISIS last week. The globalists are pissed. They were running those proxy armies, and they're also working with Hezbollah. And Obama is advising Iran on what they're doing right now, and he's got traitors inside our government working against Trump, just like they did against Kennedy in the Bay of Pigs, where they set up the invasion to fail from the beginning to embarrass the president. And Trump knows good and damn well what they're doing. And so I'm very honored that they had the attacks out of Russia, of course. All they do is run the attacks from servers and the billions they spend, up to $5 billion a year in Russia through Soros of U.S. taxpayer money, to run stuff to overthrow Russia. A lot of that money comes back to manipulate our elections. And so you'll hear on the news, oh, we found a lot of Russian bots, but they admit 80% of it's anti-Trump, anti-patriot, anti-Alex Jones. But technically, there's a lot of action out of Russia. Well, anybody can hack into your computer saying Whitefish, Montana, or Wyoming, or whatever it is. And then the police show up at your house, and your computer's hacked in and launched an attack on somebody. So, you know, we're getting 10 million visitors, you know, every minute or so to InfoWars.com and to the shopping cart, and they're pissed they can't shut us down. But that's America. That's what I'm dealing with, is the CIA leftist running these attacks through their Vault 7, Vault 8 systems through Russia. And it's all coming from Russia. We get my IT to bring it all over. They were showing me this morning. Completely obvious. And then they'll use that later to Congress and go, look, Russia's attacking America, and use all these examples when they're the ones doing it from servers and buildings they've got leased in Russia. Oh, yeah, Putin's attacking me right now, sure, and the Easter Bunny's real. So this is how America operates with these criminals. And they think you're so stupid that if you go to the shopping cart and it's down for a few minutes here or there, that you're not going to buy products from us. This is a real war. This isn't hype. Again, people think Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson and Hank Williams Jr. are outlaw country because they sang it different than Nashville and they talked about smoking marijuana. Great. I love all those guys. I've been to Luckenbach when I was in middle school and college. I'm friends with Willie Nelson. But he's not 1/100th as outlaw as I am. There is nothing more rebel, nothing more outlaw than this. And the globalists know it. Because we represent the people. We represent you. We don't back down. We can't be bought. We look for the truth and we put it out. Some Islamic country really attacks us? Blow them off the map. That's not what's going on here. The neocons with the left are running this crap with Iran to derail our country right now. And they're pissed that we're smart and you're smart and our guests are smart. We got their number. And so they're telling me again, hey, son, we'll take your money away. What, because you're a criminal? Oh, let me get into you. I didn't know you were a criminal. I didn't know you killed people. I didn't know you were promoting child molestation all over television. I have stacks of articles where they're promoting open pedophilia now and sex with kids and saying, yes, we're pedophiles. We're going to have sex with your kids. Major universities on the West and East Coast are officially saying that it's discriminatory and that pedophiles have a right to your children and the curriculum is vice. And Salon talking about sex with children and showing four-year-old girls in cheerleader outfits dancing for a drooling man. That's next hour. You want us to show you the softcore porn with the kid? No, I'm not going to show it. That's the left. That's America. So I'm under attack by these people? Wow, I must be doing things right. San Diego State University normalizes pedophilia as a sexual orientation. It's discriminatory. And they say emancipate children so they can have sex with adults. Hi, I'm a potbelly pedophile, HIV positive. I'd like to date your 10-year-old daughter. No, you can't. Get out of here. I'll kick your ass. The police arrest you. That's where it's going. That's the plan. So let's move on to Brett Kavanaugh. I saw this last week. They said he needs to be impeached. Another woman said that at a party in college, he pulled his tallywhacker out and shoved it in her face. None of it was true. people actually went to the woman, and she said, I don't even know Brett Kavanaugh. I don't remember any of this in my life. Oh, but a couple of leftist professors said they remembered. See how it works? It's always professors. That means three-letter agency. They're all CIA folks. That's the biggest agency. And they've all got access to your computers, your bank account, your life, little decoder ring. You know, they're all just weak little nobodies that just are in our business, in our lives, lying crooks who think they're invincible. What a pack of dirty people. New York Times corrects their Kavanaugh bombshell after internet explodes. The female student described to be interviewed and friends say she does not recall the episode. So they used basically a real person, not even caring it never happened. And they make it as a footnote. Washington Post passed on thinly sourced Kavanaugh story before New York Times published it. Trump says Kavanaugh allegation deserves libel lawsuit or Justice Department investigation. Yeah, these people are all spooks, and they know they're lying. They get off on it. They screwed up at the NPR, and they sent me a text message supposed to go to Joan Ronson. And they go, we're having trouble finding people that'll follow the script and witnesses that'll follow script. They have a script. They go interview everybody from my 5A high school. And they'll find, oh, yeah, Alex Jones tried to rape me. And he drinks ink out of pens. And it's supposed to sound totally wild because a wild thing must be true because it's so crazy. Like, I wear swastika shoes. I mean, that is the biggest lie on earth, folks. But that's who they are. So here's a clip of Beto when he's not saying, hell yes, I'll take your guns. Here's a clip of Beto saying, impeach Kavanaugh. Good Lord, we need criminal charges on the people that made this up. Because it's not just libel, it's not just lying, it's a coordinated racketeering fraud to remove someone that the elected government put in power as our branch of government in the judiciary. This is racketeering. This is psychological terrorism. This is fraud. This is organized crime. Here it is.
The American people deserved better. Okay. And given the fact that it appears as though Brett Kavanaugh lied under oath, which is a crime, I think that he has disqualified himself for service on the Supreme Court.
What's the remedy for that?
He should step down or he should be impeached.
These people can't stop lying. Gosh. I was sitting there talking to the NPR host, a golem-like creature. And when they were telling me all this stuff, I said, that's not true. They said, we're sorry the truth's coming out. Oh, you want to cry now? I was like, cry? This is all made up. I never tried to rape a woman. I don't drink ink out of pens. They just started giggling. By the way, I have it all on tape. It's going to be part of a lawsuit. But, oh yeah, you didn't know that, Ronson?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.